All cultures have their own particular myths about water, and if legend is to be believed, Scotland is certainly no exception. From the sea with its serpents and mermaids to the fabled Loch Ness Monster, it would seem that we're well stocked with strange water creatures. One of the oldest and most dangerous water spirits resides only in the more remote parts of the Highlands and Islands. It is the Kelpie, or in Gaelic, Inech Ishk, or water horse. This evil spirit spends the daylight hours lurking in the deepest parts of the freshwater lochs that cover the moorlands. As dusk approaches, it rises to the surface, turning the loch to a deep stormy blue. When the sun has set, the Kelpie emerges, taking on the shape of a large black horse or bull, and begins searching the land for lone wanderers. Anyone encountering a Kelpie must keep their eye on the earth and make haste for the nearest dwelling. If curiosity overcomes them and the traveller looks directly at the Kelpie, then they'll be spellbound and climb onto the demon's back. The Kelpie will then turn and gallop back to the loch with its prey. One can avoid this gruesome fate by being brave and always carrying a Bible. If hard pressed by a Kelpie, use the corner of your Bible to draw a circle on the ground all round you, and the demon will not dare cross the line. Mysterious disappearances in the past were more likely to be the result of treacherous peat bogs, but it cannot be denied that certain lochs take on a sinister aspect for reasons which do not appear to be weather related. In our Kelpie yarn colour, I captured the wild, beautiful shades of deep, dark blues that give such a mysterious quality to moorland lochs. I wanted a story to go with the yarn, but Kelpie tales tend to be rather similar, and all from long ago. So I decided to write a modern one with a difference, and here it is. I have called it The Kelpie and the Accordionist.